This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org, 7-5radio.org. It is Saturday, July 3rd, 2021. It is approximately 9 minutes after the hour. We are live. Unlike most radio shows, we are as live can be, just like James Edwards and the gang at the Political Cesspool. How are we doing tonight, Walter?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. My allergies are bothering me today. But, you know, other than that, you know, I take the sufficient amount of Benadryl to take the sting out of my eyes. But I'm doing all right, generally.
Outstanding. First order of business, like always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who are murdered in the line of duty because nobody else will. Tonight, we would need to remember Police Officer Kevin Apple of the Pea Ridge, Arkansas Police Department's End of Watch, Saturday, June 26, 2021. Officer Apple was struck and killed by a vehicle in the parking lot of a gas station at the intersection of Slack Street and North Kurz Avenue. The offender is arrested, and he is still alive and breathing. Also, we need to say hello to our friends over at the Yonandoss New York Fire Department. That's going to be Little Billy Keebler and the Cellar Savers. And funny thing about Yonandoss, New York, is that they have lots of Bosnian and Somali immigrants. And why would the feds relocate these refugees? Why would the feds want to relocate these people to Yonandoss, New York, from war-torn Bosnia and Somalia? Because it was the closest thing in the United States to remind these refugees of home. Anyways, second order of business. Want to give a big shout out to our buddy Jack Antonio, who is a legitimate actor in the acting field. He's also an author of the book Boy Out of Brooklyn, which is a hell of a read. Check it out, boyoutofbrooklyn.com. He gave me a nice donation towards the Stanton Car Fund. A couple weeks ago, I had a little boo-boo on Father's Day, and it's been a pain in the backside to get everything in order. And my wife's been absolutely no help. My credit is not the greatest. It's okay, but not the greatest. So I'm dealing with these car dealers, driving around these hoopty cars in some of these nicer cars. And they said, okay, well, we'll give this car for this price. We need either down payment or a cosigner. And of course I don't have any money, and my not so lovely life, wants to be a female dog about it and not cosign for a loan. Well, she needs to realize if she wants me to keep collecting these pretty okay paychecks, I need some reliable transportation too, in from work. But third order of business, well, we need to celebrate a special birthday coming up. We need to celebrate freedom. We need to celebrate independence. We need to celebrate the birth of individual liberty and the right of man to provide for his family, and reflect on what makes this country great. God, family, country. My name is Walt, and the rest of the 7-5 family, please join me in celebrating a special early birthday for Liberty News Radio owns Sam Bushman. Sam was born on the 4th of July. He's such a patriot that he said, well, I'm coming out on the 4th of July. Well, any special birthday shouts to Sam Bushman?
Well, I think you need to rephrase what you just said, that Sam is coming out on the Fourth of July. I think you need to rephrase that one. But I'm sure Sam understands what you meant.
All right. So Sam decided he'll make his first appearance on the independence of our great nation. And speaking of independence. Well, anyways, Sam is America. I mean, if you go on the Libby Roundtable, he always talks about, our creator, God, the Constitution, and how we need to stick to the Constitution, which gives us plenty of liberty and independence. And also, the powers that be are trying to take away such independence. But anyways, very special birthday to Sam Bushman. I know he's with family and enjoying his pre-birthday celebration. Also, while it's also we're celebrating 7/5 day, where we want to remember the the things that led up to the 7/5 movie and 7/5 radio. Now, folks, if you told me back in 1997 while standing at in the basement of a building on 20th Street, saying that not only will I be talking to Michael Dowd on the telephone, but I'll be co-hosting a radio show with one of his associates, I would have said, you are crazy. Well, many years later, things change. But, I'm very honored and pleased that I was actually able to get involved with you and Mike and Adam with the whole 7/5 thing. I mean, we don't obviously we want to talk about or celebrate or say it's a great thing what you guys did to get in trouble, but for the simple fact over the years y'all paid your debts to society. And you did, I think you guys actually did more for law enforcement than you could, like an average cop for 20 years. Talk about police corruption. It's like, look at us. Look what we did. Don't do what we did because it's not worth it. You talk about how you can spot corruption. Talk about the consequences of being a corrupt law enforcement officer. And also, you decided to start this little radio gig that since Jim Lancey wanted to go on other ventures. And what's funny is that we call it 7/5 Radio, and we have one of the guys from the 7/5 movie, which is probably one of the best documentaries ever made, honestly, besides what James Edwards says. We call it 7/5 Radio. We have one of the guys from the 7/5, you, Walter. And we rarely talk about things from your past or from the movie unless it's pertinent to the current events, which I think is just absolutely amazing. It's just, I think, by divine intervention that we were able to meet. But anyways, we're coming to our first break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the 7/5 and current events and what are y'all doing with the extra 16 cents. This is 7/5 Radio on the Libby News Radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are celebrating 7-5 days, all things 7-5. Not just the 7-5 precinct, 7-5 movie, 7-5 radio, but also July 5th. A little bit later, I'll talk about the significance of the 5th of July. Well, what does 7-5 day mean to you, sir? Since, you know, you're more involved with this than me.
You know, it's just a day to acknowledge, you know, the hard work that goes into being a police officer. And of course, you know, where my heart is, it's, you know, it's with the NYPD, even though the feeling may not be mutual, or my feelings may not even be accepted. But that doesn't change the way I feel. You know, the 7-5 product itself shows that we did what we did. We've already, you know, been through the remorse. We've already paid for our sins. We've already done that. The 7-5 product is to show that there's still life after screwing up really bad. That's how I look at it. You know, my stuff has started 35 years ago. Michael's stuff started 30 years ago. You know, it's a mess, but most everybody that was touched by the 7-5 has, you know, moved on in life and has become successful. You know, not looking to do a stick up, you know, we're not looking to, you know, well, any kind of honest living is good. It doesn't matter if you're shoveling stuff at the zoo or at the vet's office, or you're selling diamonds on 47th Street. It doesn't matter. You know, everybody does their own thing after they make mistakes, and every day above ground and on the right side of the bars is a good day. That's what 7-5 means to me.
Right. And one thing this country loves is people who make a comeback. Like you and Mike, you know, made a comeback. What was his name? Robert Downey Jr. You know, everybody wrote him off as somebody who's going to overdose anytime soon. Now, you know, he commands, what, $20 million a pitcher. You know, Joe Biden, he, you know, he came back from the dead, but nobody told him.
Yeah, this America, is true.
Right. America loves a comeback, you know, because, I mean, You know, despite all the problems we have, we are a fighting nation.
Like you said, you know, if Joe Biden makes a comeback, maybe we'll love him. But, you know, so far, you know, nada.
Right. But anyways, like tonight, you know, who's making another comeback is Donald Trump. He's got a rally in Sarasota, Florida. And, you know, it looks like Woodstock. And, you know, God bless him, you know. But we'll talk about that later. But anyways, another significant event of 7/5 is the Doors concert, July 5th, 1968, at the Hollywood Bowl. The Doors is one of the best concerts they've performed. The special guest of the band happened to be the Rolling Stones. And unfortunately, due to greed or bad production, whatever, you had three different versions of concerts, and not the whole concert together. Back in the 80s and 90s, they had the concert come out called Live at the Hollywood Bowl. Then they had a couple of years ago, they put out something called Live at the Bowl, and they put the Doors put out something in between the 80s and today called something else. So it's a mishmash. But anyways, it's a great concert. Not the best concert. The best concert, I think, was 1970 at the Isle of Wight Festival. But that's coming from a true Doors fan. So, anyways, folks, there's still time. It's only the 3rd of July. Just to prove we're live, Yankees probably lost the game today.
Absolutely. But, they lost to the Mets, of all people.
Oh, yeah, the Subway Series. Yeah. But the Mets. But Mets are looking pretty good this year. But anyways, also July 1st was Bobby Bonilla Day, where the Mets had to pay $1 million and change to Bobby Bonilla until like 2035. And the man hasn't played ball since 2001. Boy, what was the Mets thinking about that?
Well, the Mets thought that they were going to win a World Series with Bobby Bonilla. I mean, you know, he came from Pittsburgh, and then they started calling him Bobo, and he was a bum.
Back in the 2000s, except for, the Mets made it in 2000, the Subway Series, but they had a lot of especially in the 90s, a lot of sucky deals. I remember they got Ricky Henderson, they brought him in at 40 years old, who was a bum. They brought Eddie Murray, who was a bum. I remember I went to a Mets game with my father in Shea sometime in the 90s. It was hotter than hell, and about 8,000 people in the whole damn stadium. But anyways, but if you can get it, go ahead and get it. But all right, moving right along. You know about what a transgender individual is?
Man, you know, I didn't know I was going to need a rule book, you know, or instructions and stuff to figure out what people, you know, are as far as they consider themselves some type of a human. I don't have that program, and I'm not going to subscribe to it. I'm not going to subscribe to, it's like a scorecard. It's like a scorecard. You know, you got a guy wants to be a woman. You got a woman that wants to be a guy. You got a guy that wants to be a guy, but he wants to be feminine. You got a woman that wants to be feminine, but wants to be wear the pants in the family. You know, I just don't, you know, I don't get it. You know, it's not that I'm into traditions and stuff. And, you know, you could be whatever in the world you want to be. I really don't care. But why is it always newsworthy? You know, when a transgender person farts, it's like, oh, that person, you know. Why is it always newsworthy? You know, heterosexualism is never newsworthy. People get married, people get divorced. And you don't discuss why they got divorced. You know, they got divorced usually because of irreconcilable differences or one was trying to murder the other one. But, you know, the LGBTQ now D, and I'll talk about the D community in a little while if I get a minute. But it doesn't need to be newsworthy every time, you know, somebody turns around and sees a side boob, but it's really a guy. You know, it just doesn't need to be in the news every day. You know, you're all what you are. You know, right. I'm not going to change my gender to get 15 minutes of fame and then for the rest of my life saying, yeah, that was me. No, you know, you just can't. I just don't see why it's taking up so much type and print and web space and stuff. I just don't get it. Because, go on with your story.
But you know why they do it? Because the left is pushing an agenda. Because like 30, 40 years ago, they would have been left out of society and put, you know, they would have done their business in private. But now the left wants to push it. They say it's acceptable. It's okay if a guy is dressing up as women, read to school-aged children. God help any organization my kids go to, scouts or school or anything like that. And they got drag queen reading books. But anyways, so somebody decided to go to a place called a Wee Spa. It's a legitimate spa. Not someplace Scoop Stan would go to behind the industrial section of town. But anyways, a woman goes to the counter and was furious. But anyways, at the other side of this break, we'll tell you why this woman was furious at the Wee Spa and what the D stands for, LGBTQMTAD. Hopefully it's not what I think it is. But anyway, stay tuned, everybody. The 75 Raiders coming back at you.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials worry of a surge in COVID cases following the July 4th holiday weekend, with the country missing President Biden's goal of having 70% of adults getting at least one shot of vaccine. Dr. Jody Guest is the vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University and tells CBS News about some of the precautions people should consider while traveling or celebrating this holiday weekend.
Well, your mask is still really important if you're not vaccinated yet. And so you want to make sure you're wearing it when you're indoors. And you really want to be wearing it if you're indoors and you don't know the vaccination status of the people who are around you. And as you said, if you're traveling with children who are under the age of 12 and are not yet eligible to be vaccinated, that is really important for them to keep their masks on and the family members who live with them as well. Outdoor spaces continue to be safer than indoor spaces if you're not yet vaccinated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A man is found dead in South Carolina, slumped over the wheel of his tractor, and an investigation leads to some unlikely suspects. Mike Fortier has the details.
Two children, 8 and 9 years old, arrested for last week's shooting death of 62-year-old Danny Smith in Oconee County, killed after being shot in the back. The boy is charged with involuntary manslaughter.
We don't think there was any malice. You know, we don't think it was a premeditated, that their intent was to actually kill Mr. Smith. But, you know, when you fire a firearm in the direction of another person in a reckless manner, then that is considered involuntary manslaughter.
Sheriff Mike Crenshaw talking to 7 News in Spartanburg. He adds parents need to teach their kids about gun safety.
Have those conversations with your kids. You know, the first and very most important thing when you talk about gun safety, never point a firearm loaded or unloaded in the direction of another person.
From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Check us out, 7-5radio.org, 7-5radio.org. Anyways, talking about the Wii Spa. It's a legitimate spa, probably in California. I'm not 100% sure. But anyways, a female went to this spa, that spa treatment, you know, like normal, like people want to, because they want to pamper themselves or whatever. And she goes up to the front counter and is furious. Why is she furious? Because in the woman's section of the spa, where I guess the various forms of being clothed versus disrobed or totally naked, there was a transgendered woman in the area with his package flopping around like a flag. So this woman went to the counter and was furious, saying, you know what, you're letting men in the woman's section of the spa. And the person behind the counter, who was very sensitive, probably voted for Biden, said, well, it's a transgendered woman. And the angry real woman said, you know what, if it has a penis, it has testicles, it's a man. And I couldn't said it better. So then the snowflake behind this mad woman told the woman, oh, get a grip, it's, you know, it's a transgendered woman. So the angry woman at the counter said to the snowflake, well, it's a man, try being a man once in a while. But anyways, you know, kudos for this woman for filming it and putting it online, because obviously mainstream media, institutions of lower learning, and most people won't say anything because they're too afraid to. And if you know what, and if God forbid my wife and my daughters go to a spa and something like this happens, guess what? I'd be making front page news, because it would not be pretty. I'll just leave it at that. Well, what say you about the transgendered man with all his male parts in the women's section of a health spa?
You know, it's pretty disgusting, and I'm pretty sure that most people are disgusted by it. I mean, I'd really have a fit if you know, my kids were, you know, exposed to that. You know, it's not a license to pull out your Johnson and wave it around like a flag, or you know. It's just not a license to change your gender and do that, you know. And even the other way, you know, you don't need a woman going to be a man and flaunt, you know, that around, you know, in the men's locker room with children. It's horrible. It's terrible that the country, us as citizens, has to think of, okay, how do we do this when somebody's applying to be part of a spa or a gym, you know, or a yoga, you know, are you transgender, or, you know, are you male, are you female, or were you born male, are you born female? Okay, our restrictions for this. And if you don't like them, you don't have to join. But, you know, joining a club such as that, that spa, and not revealing, pardon the pun, to the staff that, you know, you are, you know, what you were, it's disgusting. You know, it's diabolically disgusting. You can't ask somebody, you know, if they have AIDS, but you can, you know, make them get a COVID shot, you know, with HIPAA. Now you can't ask somebody if they're male or female, you know, on an application, because somebody's going to, you know, check female. So if you check female and they find out that you're a male, you know, they're never going to get fired. But yet again, they lied on an application. So, you know, it's like I use the term I use, sticky. It's a sticky situation. You know, these places are going to be held liable. And if you can't determine what somebody is and what part of the which locker room they belong in, you know, if this transgender person was uncomfortable of being in the men's locker room, well, just think about the women and their daughters uncomfortable with you being in the women's locker room. You know, it swings both ways. It swings both ways. It's not a matter of who has more rights and who has less rights. We all have the same rights. But just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly. Like James Edwards always says, equal rights for all, special privileges for none. And while we're on this very, touchy subject, what does the D stand for in the LGBTQ MTA plus asterisk hashtag? What does that mean? And remember, Walt, we're on a family show.
Yeah, well, this actually references Asshat Cuomo, New York's governor, and his daughter. Okay? His daughter, Michaela, declares herself as demisexual. You know, and now, you know, demisexual is defined as people who only feel sexually attracted to someone when they have an emotional bond. I have no idea what that really means. You know, I really don't. You know, is it a physical or emotional bond? Is it a romantic emotional bond? Is it a brotherly or a sisterly, you know, emotional bond? So, you know, she come out as bisexual to her family, you know, some years ago. And she goes on to state that, you know, she was afraid that she was a lesbian when she was in elementary school. So, you know, I don't know what our infamous governor of New York feels about this, because there is no statement. Now, I'm sure he accepts his daughter, you know, just like I think anybody would. But here we are again, like I said in the beginning of the show. This doesn't need to be on the internet. This doesn't need to be taking up, you know, news articles. There's no need for it. You know, demisexual, you know, what was it on the Jerry Springer? It was what, trisexual, you know, I try it, I like it, I do it. You know, you know, these words, pansexual, you know, I thought for a while somebody was saying handsexual. Now I could get down with that, you know. Everybody's been hand sexual, but then, you know, that's a lonesome dove. The things that come out, the words, you know, the variations, you know, like I said, you know, you need a scorecard for this kind of stuff. You know, I have no idea. But then again, you know, who really gives a good God darn, except for the people that are spewing this stuff? So it gets, you know, either on Fox News or MSNBC you know, it's going to be somebody's monologue like Johnny Carson used to do. Johnny Carson would have a blast with this kind of stuff. You know, I just don't understand that it's got to be dumped out into public, you know, like this. And nobody knows what the hell you're talking about when you ask them, well, I read about this demisexual stuff. What is that? And then, you know, your friends look at you like, I don't know. You know, then you Google it and it comes up with some idiotic emotional bond kind of sentence. You know, can't you have an emotional bond without wanting to screw somebody of your own gender? I mean, you know, when the song come out, you know, everybody loved one another. You know, they're taking it way too far, way too far. Like I said, LGBTQ, MNSOPD, you know.
Right. Plus, when does, and the plus sign.
Yeah. You know, when did the Ackermans stop? You know, you're part of this community, you're part of that community. All right, so, you know, we got a Pride Day parade. Now we got to have a demisexual day parade, then a pansexual parade, and then a trisexual parade. You know, what in the hell is going on? You know, if that's what you want to be, well, go ahead. More power to you. But, you know, I don't need to know about it. My kids don't need to know about it. You know, right. They'll hear about it. They'll learn about it.
It's programming. Because the program in America to accept this. Perfect example, Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner said, I want to become a woman. Now, he lives like a woman. I don't know if he had some parts taken off or put on. So instead of being laughed at and mocked, he's seen as a hero. ESPN called him a hero. But anyways, when we come back, we're going to have some breaking news and finish up for 7-5 day. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed, and I lost it. The other people, because they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
Breaking news from CBS News on Twitter feed at CBS News. President Joe Biden ended his trip to Michigan with a trip to a local ice cream spot. He ordered vanilla ice cream with chocolate chips and a waffle cone and made sure to get two scoops. Repeat, From CBS News, President Joe Biden ended his trip to Michigan with a trip to a local ice cream spot. He ordered vanilla ice cream with chocolate chips and a waffle cone and made sure to get two scoops. Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, come on, man. If you don't eat ice cream with Joe Biden, you ain't black.
You know what? He could spend the extra 16 cents he saved on his White House barbecue for some sprinkles. But anyways, that's the news we're given. It's on Twitter. It's all over Twitter, at CBS News. You know, who gives a crap? Okay, the man likes ice cream, but at least he doesn't. At least he's not all about pizza and hot dogs. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Listen, even this man with ice cream near him is creeps me out. You know, does he smell it? Because you sure as hell know he's going to lick it.
that's the news we have. We either hear about how every person that's pansexual, demisexual, non-sexual, asexual, homosexual, trisexual, bisexual, trisexual is a hero. It should be looked up to and supported. Or Joe Biden gets ice cream. I mean, no word like the Joe Biden killed thousands of jobs from the Keystone Energy Pipeline.
Maybe he read the story about, you know, the dude, you know, swinging his Johnson in the spa and he needed something to lick.
Who knows? Also, I don't hear anything about Tara Reid. I mean, his story is very credible. When we talked about it before, when he was on MSNBC with Mika Brzezinski, you could tell he was lying, and you could tell Mika was getting very upset. And then on YouTube, if you look up the three people who were analysts on people lying in the intelligent community, they tell you second by second how he's lying. But anyways, that's our news. We got trannies, fannies, and Joe Biden eating ice cream. And then the White House puts out that this year the average cost of a 4th of July cookout is 16 cents cheaper than the previous year. Well, that's all fine and good, but then gas is up about 40-45%, and then the people who want to have a cookout can't have a cookout because the fact that they don't have a job because government shut down their business. But anyways, you know, way to go, news media. I mean, that's why we call it the Michael Savage called it the government media complex. Also, breaking news, the HR person at Compound Media, our old friend of me, Anthony Cumia, retweeted something I sent on Twitter concerning our best five back in the day movies featuring French Connection, Taking Up Pelham 123, Bad 373, and Ford Apache the Bronx. Now, the honorable mention is Jaws and Jaws 2 because one Roy Scheider plays Chief Brody and unloads his service revolver and a school of bluefish on a crowded beach. And anyways, subsequently, Chief Brody was fired. But it's pretty good. So anyways, also, Compound Boss follows Larry Lefty, which is yours truly, on Twitter. So I'm very happy. And supposedly, allegedly, Compound Boss is Kumi himself, because like yours truly, I've been thrown off of Twitter more times I can count. But anyways, well, with another special event during this 4th of July weekend, we talked about 7-4, we talked about 7-5, also 7-3. Today, July the 3rd, is the 50th anniversary of the passing of one James Douglas Morrison in Paris, France. So anyways, wherever you at, Mr. Mojo Rising, you know, here's to you. And thanks for entertaining us for 5.5 decades. And you know, it was on my bucket list ever since I was a kid to go to Père Lachaise Cemetery, and I think it was 2005, 2006 I actually made it. And that's why if you go on our website, you see a picture of me in a cemetery. Well, that's the cemetery, Père Lachaise. But anyways, well, anything else in the wheelhouse on this special weekend?
Well, you know, there's always something going on. You know, the you know, tonight they got the racing at the track up at Sweetwater Speedway in Tennessee. And, you know, tomorrow's our 4th of July. A lot of people mistake what the 4th of July, you know, is about. You know, it's not about going out drinking, and it's not going out and going drinking and then driving home. You know, don't do that. That's a big, you know, don't do it. You know, the 4th of July is our independence from England. I mean, we beat the hell out of them so badly through the Revolution and the Revolutionary War, you know, in the late 1700s. England just said, you guys are on your own. And, you know, hence our Bill of Rights and our Constitution was written to start a new country, you know, nearly 250 years ago. The issue is people mistake it for, you know, all the military holidays. You know, Memorial Day is for our fallen in war. And I think we should include, the fallen in our law enforcement agencies on Memorial Day. Veterans Day is to honor all the veterans, men and women that served in our armed forces, you know, and so on. You know, honor the day, what it means, not what you think it means. I mean, learn a little bit about it before you go drinking and say, yeah, here's to all our soldiers and that kind of thing, which is great. But today is our Independence Day from the English rule. So that's what Independence Day is. It's our day of freedom. And that doesn't mean you can drag a dumpster out in the middle of the street and set it on fire and, you know, and break windows. That's not what the freedoms are about. The freedoms are about, you know, your life, liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. You know, if your pursuit of happiness is to drag that dumpster out in the middle of the street and set it on fire, well, you're a dumbass. you know, stomping on police cars. You know, you're a dumbass. You know, it's just these stupid things that you do against each other out there. It's just stupid. You know, you take people's livelihoods away from them. Like, last summer, when Minneapolis burned down, it's just ridiculous. I don't understand why people burning stuff down and looting. There hasn't been much of that because the government's been paying these idiots $600 a week not to do it. Now that's about over with. So
right.
You know, gear up and get ready. You know,
right. Also, look who's in the White House now. You got a Democrat in the White House, and of course, you know, he's praising St. George of Fentanyl like he's the second coming, and I'm sure that, you know, the next aircraft carrier will be the USS George Floyd. Who knows with this idiot? And so, you know, since the Democrats in the office, okay, that's good. So if you know, cops go shooting people in the with Democratic president, that's a little bit better than cops shooting unarmed black men with the Republican president. You know, and I don't hear Joe Biden saying he supports the cops whatsoever. You know, it's nothing but police reform, defunding the police. You know, police reform is putting more handcuffs on the cops. And we've seen what's happened past year and change when you put more handcuffs on the cops. We've seen what happened in New York when they stopped stop question and frisk, which is based on Terry versus Ohio, which you have police have the permission to stop, question, and possibly frisk somebody if they can articulate the reason for it. They have reasonable suspicion. But anyways, enough about the legal class. But that's why New York City looks like Mad Max trying to escape from New York, and you know, people are moving, leaving the city in droves. But anyways, I digress. What's your plans for the 4th of July?
Just, you know, spending time out in the sun, out in the backyard, and just having a nice, peaceful, quiet day with a little barbecue, you know.
Oh, that's all. Nice.
Nice and simple. Nice.
Yep. I'm going up to see my family in upstate New York, dropping the kids off for some time with grandma and grandpa, and I will be flying the stars and bars on my rental car. I just don't care. But anyways, we're coming to the end of another awesome episode of Sunbury Radio. Folks, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstein reminding you, please be safe this holiday weekend. Remember the reason for the holiday. Also, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.